insights into the Holy Quran.
Indeed, this Quran guides to what is most upright and gives the good news to the faithful who do righteous deeds, that there is a great reward for them.
In the name of Allah, the Compassionate, the Merciful, dear listeners of IRIB English Radio, Assalamu alaikum. Welcome to another edition of the program, Insights into the Holy Quran, by Sayyid Muhammad Hassan Mudarrisi, a graduate of the Hawza Seminary of Qom. Please stay with us.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. In the name of Allah, the most beneficent, the most merciful. Hello everyone, brothers and sisters. I am Sayyid Muhammad Hassan Mudarrisi with you with another edition of the program Insights into the Holy Quran. In this edition of the program, we'll try to have a look at the commentary of chapter Shu'ara, the 26th chapter of the Holy Quran. We'll be back after you listen to the verses we're going to discuss in this episode. Dear listeners, let's listen to 213th verse of Surah Al-Shu'ara.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم.
In the name of Allah, the entirely merciful, the especially merciful.
فلا تدع مع الله إلها آخر فتكون من المعذبين.
So do not invoke with Allah another deity and thus be among the punished.
The verse says, فلا تدع مع الله إلها آخر فتكون من المعذبين. So call you not upon another god with Allah, lest you will be one of the chastised ones. Dear listeners, in this important verse, after those verses that the Holy Quran answered the big accusation of the pagans about the Holy Quran being sent down by the Satans, this verse is here to say, فَلَا تَدْعُ مَعَ اللَّهِ إِلَىٰنْ أَخْرٍ. So, call you not upon another god with Allah. So, Allah prohibits the Prophet ﷺ from polytheism so that we can learn, we human beings, that. But the point is that Prophet ﷺ never sought other than Allah even for a moment. So, when the Holy Quran, after all those previous verses, says to the Prophet directly, فَلَا تَدْعُ مَعَ اللَّهِ إِلَهًا آخَرٍ, this is for us to learn. Because Prophet ﷺ never sought other than Allah. But the point is that after all those words, we understand that the ultimate aim of revelation of the Holy Quran, because the previous verses used to tell us that this Holy Quran is not sent down by the Satans, and they are sent down by the Almighty Allah. And now, فَلَا تَدْعُ مَعَ اللَّهِ إِلَىٰنْ أَخْرٍ. So it seems that the ultimate aim of revelation of the Holy Quran is monotheism. Now that you know, O the Prophet, now that you know that these words are not the words of the Satans, now that everyone knows, it's time to refer to monotheism. فَلَا تَدْعُ مَعَ اللَّهِ إِلَهًا آخَرٍ. So call you not upon another god with Allah.
We hope and pray that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala blesses us with the ability to cover more of His divine
word. In this series of programs, we will inshallah discuss the Holy Quran with a thematic approach.
We will inshallah discuss the chapter.
وتمثل القرآن في أخلاقه وفعاله فيه الفؤاد تعلقا وتلاه في جنوبه
The context in which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala speaks in this verse is the context of mentioning the ills and problems and evils of the people of the book, the previous nations who have received revelation, and more particularly, the Jew.
Now let's listen to some of the verses of the Holy Quran.
First, let's listen to a few verses.
Now let's listen to some verses of the Holy Quran.
Insights into the Holy Quran by Sayyid Muhammad Hassan Mudarrisi, a graduate of the Hawza Seminary of Qom.
So the verse says, "Call not another god upon Allah, فَتَكُونَ مِنَ الْمُعَذَّبِينَ, lest you will be of the chastised ones." The leaders of the monotheism must themselves be the first monotheist. So the verse says, فَلَا تَدْعُ مَعَ اللَّهِ إِلَىٰنَ أَخْرَ. If you want to invite the others, if you want to be the leader of monotheism, you must be the first one to be among them. And whatever and whoever is besides Allah is not worthy of worshipping. لَا تَدْعُ مَعَ اللَّهِ إِلَىٰنَ أَخْرَ. Going towards anything other than Allah brings misery and chastisement. فَتَكُونَ مِنَ الْمُعَذَّبِينَ, lest you will be of the chastised ones. So it has been the cause of destruction of the former nations. It has been one of the most important reasons. The previous people, the former nations, were destroyed mostly because they had paganism in themselves. فَلَا تَدْعُ مَعَ اللَّهِ إِلَهًا أَخْرَ فَتَكُونَ مِنَ الْمُعَذَّبِينَ. This is the result of following anything and other one other than the Almighty Allah. So in this verse, before anything else, Allah invites the Prophet ﷺ to having a firm belief in monotheism, a monotheism that formed the root and basis of the call of all prophets. So it says, لَا تَدْعُ مَعَ اللَّهِ إِلَهًا آخَرَ. Call not upon another god with Allah. Because إِلَهًا آخَرَ, the god other than Allah, does not have the qualifications to be worshipped. فَتَكُونَ مِنَ الْمُعَذَّبِينَ, lest you will be of the chastised ones. The Prophet of Islam وسلم, was certainly the herald of monotheism, and there was no deviation from this principle considered in him. So the importance of this issue is so much that at first, he, subhanahu wa ta'ala, addresses him concerning this matter in order that other people settle their account. Besides that, improving others must begin by means of self-actualization and self-improvement. So at first, the words are addressing the Holy Prophet himself, فَلَا تَدُعُ مَعَ اللَّهِ إِلَىٰنَ أَخْرَ. So call you not upon another god with Allah. Thank you, brothers and sisters, for staying with us. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Don't be saddened by what you see, by all the lies and treachery. Life is cruel, but don't worry. In your heart lies the key to unwind all the secrets this life we see.
Thank you, dear listeners of IRIB English, for listening to us. If you have any question regarding our programs, feel free to email us at englishradio@irib.ir. Also visit our website at parstoday.ir. Until the next program, take care and goodbye.